Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I want to talk about, there's a great article that one of you sent me that Larry Elder wrote. And Larry is, he is a conservative, or he might be liberal. I don't know. But I know that he came out recently with a video called Uncle Tom. And it's kind of addressing some of the issues that we've got in our current society, and it gets into politics a bit. It's a very good watch, though, if you'd like to see kind of how he and historically black men have been seen and used in the political atmosphere. And I think it's really good, documentary. It's doing very well. He writes, and let me get recording on this. He writes an article that's talking about the inequalities and the unequal parentage in black households. And I read through this, and it's a very good article, but it focuses around kind of what black men are facing. And I can't talk to that much because I do not know what they face, because I'm not in it. And the only way I can do is kind of read their perspective of it. And he kind of talks about the history of when this was first brought out and brought to kind of the light of day, and when they brought forth the concerns of this dating all the way back to the 1960s, because they were saying, hey, especially in the black community, this is a problem and we need to address it. But because of the sensitivity of the issue, in that anyone that is not black that talks about it, a lot of times they're called various negative names, and that this is a topic they know nothing about and they shouldn't be talking about it. And so it quietly gets put aside year after year. Well, I did find an article that's related, and it touches on all, both with Hispanic, with Caucasian, and with the black community. And it touches on all of that. But the main theme I want to talk about is fatherlessness, period. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, because the statistics matter. But it's about the general trend of what happens to young people that are raised in a home without a father. And I touched on this a long, long time ago in another video, but I wanted to kind of bring it back up again, because more and more often we're seeing that this is not getting corrected. It is becoming worse, and that men are now growing up without a positive male role model. And when this happens, there are statistics to back this up, that they have both the young men and women that are raised in a fatherlessness or a fatherless home encounter a lot of problems later on in life. And I wanted to touch on that, because as a young guy, one of the most important things that I want to get through to you is that you don't want to become one of these statistics. Now, you may already be one of the statistics, meaning that your father wasn't in your life. Whether it's his fault or not, no matter what, what I want to talk about is not becoming one yourself, which means being very careful and leaving the protection up to you, so it's in your hands, so there's not a surprise, but also so that even if you grow up and, for example, you can donate some time or some energy to a good cause, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or something to where you can perhaps mentor a young person, I think that would be great. But I wanted to talk about the extent of fatherlessness. Now, I'm going to leave the link for this article done by Larry Elder. I think it's a really important read. But again, I can't speak from, like, I'm not too comfortable expressing things from a women's point of view or from a guy's point of view that I don't understand. That's why I'm choosing a different article. There's nothing wrong with what he wrote. I think what he wrote is awesome and important, but I like to address things that I can speak from a little bit closer place of knowledge. And so I'm going to read some statistics, but I want to read the beginning of this article, which is from fathers.com. And they say, the impact of fatherlessness can be seen in our homes, schools, hospitals, and prisons, as reflected in the above clip from the documentary film Irreplaceable. In short, fatherlessness is associated with almost every societal ill facing our country's children. How can you address this epidemic? Start in your own home with one or more of the following resources. And they give out some listing of resources. So when you trace this back, when you want to say, hey, how can we fix society? How do we fix society and correct a lot of the problems we have, whether it's with education, whether it's financial, whether it's bringing the poverty level up as a whole. It starts with being responsible parents. And now it can be blamed on a couple of things. It can be blamed on guys that that become a father and then decide to leave because they don't want to be a part of that child's life, or women deciding they want to get divorced and get primary custody and thus keeping the kid away from the father. And those both are big, big issues. But I wanted to read some of this data. An estimated 24.7 million children here in the United States, and we have a population of about 350 million total, 33% of them live absent their biological father. So one in three kids doesn't have a dad in their life at all. That's a problem. And I'm going to get to some statistics on how this relates to society as a whole. Of students in grades 1 through 12, 39%, roughly 40%, live in homes absent their biological fathers. So 40%. That's, again, we're almost looking at one in two kids now have no dad in their lives between the ages or grades between 1 and 12. 57.6% of Black children, 31.2% of Hispanic children, and 20.7% of white children are living absent their biological fathers. One of the biggest things I want you guys to keep in mind is that if you do want to get married and you do want to have a kid someday, be ready for the responsibility, but also be aware that you may not have rights to that responsibility because you can be kind of annexed out of the kids' lives, because that's a lot of these statistics. 72% of the U.S. population, fatherlessness is the most significant family or social problem facing America. And they give a couple more, but they have some graphs on here. And again, I'll leave these links down below. Children living with a mother only, and this goes back to 2012. The numbers may be much worse by now, but it was at 25%. Now, coming up here, they reference 33% now, 24.7 million. So maybe that's the jump from 24 to 33%. In 8 years, that's gone up about a percent every year. This is a problem. This is a big, big problem. They break it down by race, and they break it down by a couple of other statistics. But here's how I want to read how this impacts people every day. So even if you say, I'm not having kids. I got the old snip. Can't happen for me. I'm in the clear. This is what's happening to our society because of this. And this is why I think it's one of the biggest issues we face today. This is exasperated by guys, society kind of putting all their woes and their ills and blaming everything on men. Because it makes guys to be the bad guys in every situation. And the truth of it is, men are necessary in relationships for being a father. They need to be left in the children's lives. And this is a huge problem, and it needs to be corrected. So here's some statistics. 85% of youth who are currently in prison grew up in a fatherless home. 85%. 7 out of every 10, 70%, that are housed in state-operated correctional facilities, including detention and residential treatment, come from a fatherless home. 39% of students in the United States from first grade to their senior year of high school do not have a father at home. Children without a father are 4 times more likely to be living in poverty than children with a father. 4 times more likely to live in poverty. So the way we can raise this poverty level is by keeping couples married and only having a family once you are married. And if you do get divorced, keep those kids in both people's lives. Children from fatherless homes are twice as likely to drop out of school before graduating. 24.7 million children in the United States live in a home where the biological father is not present. That equates to 1 in every 3 children. That's kind of what I was saying on the other one. This is another one that's interesting. Girls who live in a fatherless home have a 100% higher risk of suffering from obesity than girls who have their father present. And obesity is a health issue. You want to talk about rising healthcare, the rising waistbands of people but women especially here, they say 100% higher. Teen girls from fatherless homes are also 4 times more likely to become mothers before the age of 20. Again, that's not likely that they're married, settled in, and ready to have that family. 4 times more likely. 57% of the fatherless homes in the United States involved African American or Black households. Hispanic households have 31%, Caucasians 20%. I read that on the other one, so they may have some duplicates here. In 2011, so going back 9 years, they may not have any newer statistics, but I did try to find the most current. 44% of children in homes headed by a single mother were living in poverty. That's half. Just 12% of children in married coupled families were living in poverty. So big difference, 1 in 8 versus 1 in 2. Children who live in a single parent home are more than 2 times more likely to self-delete themselves than children in a two-parent home. 72% of Americans believe their fatherless home is the most significant social problem and family problem that is facing their country. And that comes from the National Center for Fathering. However, how many times do we hear this addressed in the news, in politics, whether it's local, community, state level, federal level? You never hear it. It's a taboo subject. As a matter of fact, women are praised for being strong and independent and standing on their own 2 feet, but the statistics show that this is very detrimental to a home and for the not only the kids, but the mothers. If 44% of children are in homes by a single mother in poverty, that means the single mother herself is in poverty. Only 68% of children will spend their entire adulthood, or excuse me, their entire childhood with an intact family. So that means 32% don't. 75% of the grape statistic are motivated by displaced anger that is associated with feelings of abandonment that involves their father. So guys that are going out and being physically inappropriate with force, 75% of them. Living in a fatherless home is a contributing factor to substance abuse, with children from such homes accounting for 75% of adolescent patients being treated in these centers. 85% of children which exhibit some type of a behavioral disorder come from a fatherless home. 85%. So we talk about some of these dating profiles, some of these single moms that are 19, 20, 21 with multiple children coming from multiple guys that are now saying, oh, ready to settle down. I'm looking for Mr. Perfect, Mr. Right. They obviously have some behavioral disorders or inability to make good decisions in their lives. And there are guys that are doing the same thing, I'm sure. I don't look at dating profiles from guys. I don't see what that's like. But, you know, if you're looking at more than likely, this is also going to be that guy that's going to hit it, quit it, become a dad and bounce and leave that mother alone. There are those guys too. 90% of youth in the United States who decide to run away from home or become homeless for any reason come from a fatherless home. 90%. I'll find something that within the African American Black community, about 2.5 million fathers live with their children, while 1.7 million fathers are not. I don't see where they break that down by other distinction with Caucasian and Latino, but that is on the other chart that I was talking about. In a 2014 study, only 3% of single mothers fell into the strongest demographic group. 44% fell into the weakest. So only 3% of single mothers are the most affluent. We're up 44%, again, almost half in the weakest. About 40% of children in the United States are born to mothers who are not married. Over 60% of these children were born to mothers who were under the age of 30. 40% not married. That is a big, big problem. Now, I can't just put this on the gals for not making sure something doesn't happen. This is also on the guys. Now, the guys could be fooled and say, well, she said she was taking something, but I guess she wasn't. But again, that 40% is a huge leap. When you go back to the 60s, I think it was like 5 or 8%. This goes on and on and on. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to read down through the whole thing. I'll leave the link down below. But what I wanted to kind of talk about here is that the statistics don't lie. Conservatives and liberals, they're all on the same page. That's what comes from the first article that Larry Elders, I hope I get his last name right. Yeah, Larry Elder was talking about that. Both conservatives and liberals, both political sides of the fence agree. Many people, 71%, I think was the percentage poll, that said they agree this is a problem. But we don't talk about it. We don't incentivize marriage. We don't incentivize healthy relationships. We don't incentivize allowing men to stay into their kids' lives. As a matter of fact, I did the video on where the court system and women are often told to embellish stories a little bit so they can get sole custody and more money from men. I think this is one of the big things that made me realize long ago that if I decide to have a kid, or if I did decide to have a kid, I would be tied to one person for the next 18 years. And if I wasn't, you get dragged through the courts and you're absolutely wrung out to dry. And that's what told me not to become a father. Not for my dislike of kids, not for my inability to be a good dad, but knowing that I might not have the opportunity to be a dad, those kids might be taken from me, and the court system then would punish me by not only not allowing me to be with my children, but also making me pay child support and perhaps alimony and whoever knows what else for kids and for a family that I wanted and now wasn't able to have. And so she would have the benefit of having the kids, having my money, and I would have nothing out of the deal. And I had a friend that terminated himself early because of that, because the courts ran him down so low that he just saw no way out. He got behind, and that was the end. So I'll put this out here one more time, guys, but make sure that if you, I know a lot of you guys are doing your own thing, and you've just sworn off women. I get that. But if you're going to date casually, you make sure that you are the one that is in charge of the protection. At all times, doesn't matter what she says. Number two, if you do, hey, you get in an accident, you man up, you make sure that you're a good father and try to be in their lives as much as you can. And number three, that there may be a good chance that you're not allowed to. And that's part of the problem that we're in with society today. So I thought I would put this out there. It's been a little while since I had a talk about this issue and brought up some statistics. Hope you guys enjoy this. If you, I know it's a little bit kind of a downer video, but we need to be reminded that a lot of times these problems are in society, and we as guys either aren't allowed to take care of it, we're not allowed to talk about it, or in some cases, probably not any of you that watch this video though, we need to man up and make sure that it's taken care of and not run out on that responsibility. I don't think that's any of you guys here, so that's really not why I'm not touching on that very much. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. Most of them are more fun than this one. A little Debbie Downer here, but hey, we got to keep this in mind as one of the reasons why we need to be smart when we're out there. Guys, that's all for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if you can support the community by either being a big brother, maybe donating some time to a good cause. I don't know what you have in your area, but if there's something you can do, hey, do it. Maybe even if it's just a small donation to somebody that looks out for our youth, that would at least be a start.